Rescue workers in China today pulled yet another survivor from the rubble of Monday's massive earthquake. But now most efforts in the disaster area are aimed at recovering bodies. The Chinese government expects the final death toll to top 50,000. NPR's Melissa Block was in Chengdu when the earthquake struck. She and her All Things Considered co-host Robert Siegel were there to prepare for a week-long series of reports from Chengdu they'd been planning for months. She offers us this reporter's notebook.
Late last night, when a potent aftershock jolted me out of bed, I thought about two 15-year-old boys I met on Thursday. Both were in Juyuan Middle School when the earthquake hit. That building was completely destroyed, with hundreds of children killed. The boys I met were in the lucky minority of survivors. Huang Zhihui has a beautiful face and soft eyes. When his school building started to shake, he followed his history teacher's orders to run. He had just made it to the playground when the school collapsed behind him. His friend Wei Bo was in politics class. His teacher told the students to stay in their seats and keep calm. Wei was buried in the rubble but managed to claw his way out after 20 minutes with just a scrape on his back. He also helped save a friend. His teacher was crushed and killed. When I asked the boys how they're doing now, Wei Bo told me, "Every time there's an aftershock, I feel scared in my heart." His friend chimes in, "I don't dare go indoors. If I do, I'm haunted by fear." No one is staying inside. Even if houses remain standing, people are sleeping outdoors. And the aftershocks continue to rumble through with a regularity that makes your stomach lurch. If they're this strong here in Chengdu, I can only imagine how terrifying they are closer to the epicenter. In battered cities around the earthquake zone, I've seen tiny signs of survivors trying to establish normalcy amid the chaos. Just steps away from excavators carting away the remains of a collapsed building in Dujiangyan, I spotted shoelaces hanging from a makeshift clothesline. The residents from that building are living under a tarp on the median of their street. The air is full of dust, but they had carefully draped shoelaces on that line to dry. I haven't begun to process the scale of this disaster. On Wednesday, I spent a long day with a mother and father as they watched heavy machinery dig through the rubble of their apartment building. I was there with them when they learned their only child had been found dead, a boy not quite 2 years old, killed with his grandparents. The sound of their utter anguish echoes constantly in my mind. And yet, there continue to be stories of daring rescue, of impossible survival, even now, after 6 days. I keep looking at a photo on the Xinhua News Agency website. It shows a soldier gently cradling a round-cheeked, tiny bundle of an infant. The baby is sleeping peacefully, without even a scratch. The baby's about 3 months old, wearing a quilted green vest and soft shoes, wrapped in a blanket. Xinhua says the baby was found on Tuesday in the wreckage of a building in Beichuan. The mother was found kneeling above her child in protection. She did not survive, but she saved her baby. And according to Xinhua, in a story that just defies belief, but that you hope is true, the rescue workers also found a cell phone. The mother had tucked it into her baby's blanket. She had typed a text message on the screen. The message said, "My dear, if you can survive, please remember, I love you."
Our colleague Melissa Block with her reporter's notebook from Chengdu, China. To read their blogs, go to npr.org/ China Diary.